and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, and welcome. Oh, it's good to know that things are returning to a kind of sense of normality here at Revolution Radio. My regular jingle was there at the regular time, so thank you very much, Mike, for doing all that. I'm in the midst of figuring out things for Wolf Spirit Radio, so I have no idea what's been going on. I hope you're all very well. We're all surviving all these very strange incidents and crises that seem to be happening, and yet everybody is just kind of dealing with it, getting on, restoring backups, going back, you know, getting back into it, and indeed expanding. So we are doing our best and correcting any issues and errors that have happened, and just moving on. So, you know, I believe Rev Radio is trying to get back the YouTube channel, and I really hope so. But at the same time, it's inspired everybody, right? Okay, if YouTube won't do it, we should do it for ourselves. Why not? And I think that's a very empowering attitude, and the way we should be moving forward is just keep moving forward. As it goes, the jingles. I never know what to call. They're not quite commercials because they're not commercial. I call them jingles because they run at regular times. Welcome to Journeys tonight. I'll be speaking in about an hour's time with my dear friend and co-host Katie Galanti. We'll be talking in part about ICE and ISIS, as we were talking last night, but we have an ongoing radio series called Out of the Box, and we've been running it on Sundays for the last 18 months or so, and in it we discuss the occult happenings of the times. It's the archives are available on my website, on everbeyondradio.com. And also on Katie's website, katiegalanti.com, so that's KATIEGALLANTI, Galanti, .com, and also on Katie's YouTube channel. Some of the shows we come up with are very detailed and very practical and very, very helpful in dealing with the other dimensional aspects of our life in the 21st century. We do talk about how the large ritual events that happen, that everybody has this kind of strange sense about. You know, there's like, what was that horrible thing? Nicki Minaj, I think it was at the MTV Awards or some other event. Anyway, they do these rituals at these events, and it's designed to make people feel weird and awkward, because that it creates a portal that allows entities to pour through and feed indeed on that. It's like a kind of scattering some corn for your chickens and birds. They'll just come running for it. So it draws things in. Is what I'm saying. It draws entities that may not be necessarily intelligent and may not necessarily be benign. Not necessarily actually malign, probably just hungry. Animals always, you know, you always give a dog another biscuit. They never refuse, do they? And it's that level of consciousness that we're talking about. An elemental level. In the second hour, Katie will be coming on, and we'll be talking about this. Oh, hang on, what's happening? I'm in a group. The group. Oh, Rev Radio producer. Oh, yes, excellent. Oh, there we go. So things are happening. There's a kind of restructuring going on because people have stepped up, and it's really great when people step up. And I'd like to thank everybody who's stepped up to cover all the gaps in the last few hours since lightning hit the servers at Mike's farm. And so that brings us to the next level of, all right, so we know where the weak links are, and so we can work to make those links more robust and grow as a station and as a network that can't be taken down. You know, we get hit and we step back up again. That's it. You can't stop this. It's beyond people. It's beyond the. It's like the V thing. You know, you can't stop an idea whose time has come. So, Revolution Radio, staying alive despite all the circumstances. So, So, Metal Sniffers. Oh, hello everybody. Patrick, Shenona. Oh, there's Laura. Is everybody there? Oh, there's loads going on now. There's loads happening in the chat room. So, I had a conversation with Katie yesterday, and we talked about a few things. Maybe I should, yeah, if I outline what the kind of structure that we've been discussing has kind of ended up as. We've been discussing the satanic rituals that have been exposed to us as public. And it's the process that we've spoken of as calling the externalization of satanic ritual. Okay, now, a few years ago, people would have just dismissed that, you know, satanic ritual doesn't exist. Now, we're seeing a lot of people kind of being spat out of that thing. Being exposed, people who are now, and there's a whole syndrome, you know, it's SRA, satanic ritual abuse. And it leaves people, you know, with massive PTSD and needing counseling and healing and all that sort of stuff. And in fact, some of these people who have been ejected, you know, spat out of these programs, as it were, or kind of jumped out and just like jumped and seeing what they landed on, you know, that they're finding that a lot of the new age healing techniques are being kind of proved in a way, because they've had vibrational abuse, and so vibrational therapy can be very effective in helping to heal this stuff and draw all of these implants and things like that out of them. And I have to say, you know, I was in a conversation last night on a round table, and Doc Who phoned in and started speaking about a material that he got a bunch of, and of course he was talking about shungite, and shungite is something we've been talking about with Nancy Hopkins, my dear co-producer here in Wolf Spirit Radio. We've been discussing this quite a long time. We've been on journeys with it at certain times as well, and it's fascinating stuff, because just holding it is inspiring. It gives you a sense, it gives you a feeling, and it gives you a grounded sense of connection with the earth mind, with Mother Gaia or whatever, and it just helps you stay in the flow, because the flow is the consciousness flow of the planet. Excellent. And freedomslips.com indeed is a listener supported radio station. And you can click the donate button. We need new servers. brothers and sisters, we were struck by lightning. There seems to be a lot of lightning going on. Everybody's getting struck by lightning at the moment. It's very popular. So we need new bits of computer that haven't been fried to a smithereen. I have to say, these things are really hard to fry. I used to have a friend when I was a young man. I still have him as a friend, but when he was a young man, he was in British Telecommunications, and he used to work in their research department, and they had these huge Tesla machines that generated enormous lightning sparks, and they would test their equipment. So they'd put a telephone in there, and boom, this spark would go through a telephone and turn it to powder. Or they would test, you know, they would have a telephone and the filter thing, and poof, the filter would turn to powder and the telephone would be intact. And that's what they were building. They were, you know, building robust. So you build fuses in, you build weak links, and that's what we're going to be doing with Hulk speak is spelling everything backwards because he's typing so fast. I know, I do the same thing. I always spelt the word that, THT. It's just because I'm dyslexic. One part of my brain works at a different speed. Anyway, so yes, lightning was crazy in Sweden as well. So, did I work at the Vatican? Holy socks. Oh, a big hole. Is there a holy socks? A holy socks. Woolly holy socks. Anyway, it's lovely. Is this a super soldier? Right? No. And you're right, soldier. So, Patrick, are you there? Are you on Studio B? Anyone on Studio B? Hands up in Rev Radio. Who's on Studio B? So, one of the things that we're going to be talking about in the next hour, so I'd like to kind of prep everybody just to kind of get everybody up to speed on it. What's known as the externalization of satanic ritual. And this is about things that are created as normal in our everyday life, but are in fact elements of satanic rituals throughout the ages that have been infiltrated into our everyday lives. And, you know, when people say, you know, the devil runs the world, or the, you know, Dark Lodge runs the world, or whatever you want to call it, the Illuminati, the banksters, they're in power because they use black magic and they've been stealing time. But now it's the reset. And so this is why all of these things are being exposed. But because we're exposing them and we're getting wise to their tricks, they're ramping up their tricks. But they have very few tricks. And the main trick is overwhelm, shock and awe by invoking Shekinah. They also do the old divide and distract, as in, oh, you know, they point out a difference between people, and then they'll distract one group by saying that group did this when in fact this group did it. This is the standard form. And if you look behind all of the things that are going on these days, that's exactly what they're doing. They're dividing, they're creating things like Muslim terrorist, little keywords that they drum up. That divides your brother and your sister from you. We're all brothers and sisters on this planet. You know, we're all Earth humans. We're all brothers and sisters. There's no division. Yeah? So, but we're learning that there is an infiltrating agency that appears to be fourth dimensional. Like we're saying about viruses. A virus seems to be like an antenna to another place, creating vibrations. So, you know, there's... Well, There we go. So, oh bless. Yeah, it's really nice. So I'm just looking at the chat rooms, and there's a back channel going on here, and stuff happening, as well as me talking about satanic rituals and the externalization. So anyway, externalization of satanic rituals. Why? Okay, so why do people, why is there a satanic ritual? What are they trying to do? One of the things that satanic ritual does is to keep everybody in this kind of ocean of fear. And they work the media to do it. And this ocean of fear is sparked using keywords. And these keywords are known as talking points. And if you watch The Daily Show, you'll see they'll take today's talking point and they'll, you know, have a montage of all the different TV stations that they had with the people saying exactly the same words. You've seen it. Happens every day in America. I don't know if it happens in Britain. I don't watch TV. I don't listen to the radio. And I'm finally starting to get sane again. There is a force that is trying to keep us as a food resource, and the food that they eat is our awkward emotions, our disgust emotions, our hatred emotions. They feed on it. They like, they taste it. It's tasty. And most tasty of all is the emotion of fear. Why do you think they make loads of horror movies? You know, some people really like them. But not everybody. There's not a disproportionate amount of people who like horror movies that they make horror movies for. They just seem to, you know, horror movies just pour out of Hollywood. Maybe it's just the making of the movie that's important, not the fact that anybody ever watches them. Fun guy. So yeah, it was the yeah. So sorry, I'm just seeing if anybody's sending me stuff in chat room. So we have been subjected to satanic ritual, and one of the largest satanic rituals that you'll have seen is 9/11. It has all the elements of the big ritual. It has lots of death. It has plenty of fear. It has torture. It has distraction. It has division. It has everything. You know, it's everything you could ever want from a satanic ritual and more. And it paid. You know, people earned, well, we say earned, people garnered. Larry Silverstein got a lot of billions for those buildings that he was needing to knock down anyway. And of course, all work for the construction industry. Who are the construction industry? The people who work with stone, the stone masons. People. You know, where there's money, there's mafia. So, the masons, the mafia, the Jesuits. It's all just, they're all just different parts of the same hierarchy. The Illuminati, the Black Nobles, the bloodlines, the families, they're all just different rungs on the ladder. What we've been trying to do over the last few years is piece together the structure of this ladder. We've had people come on the show who have been on the ladder. People who have not been on my show but have been on the radio on this station. Mark Pazio has been on that. He's an ex-member. Now, obviously, can you be an ex-member and still live? How do you do that? We know their tricks. We also know about programming now. We understand about MK Ultra. We understand about trauma-based mind control. We understand that also satanic ritual is another form of trauma-based mind control. It's powerful. It does what it does. It's not invincible. And it's not unstoppable. And we can stop it. The reason we don't stop it is because we support it. You know? You fund its industry. Really? Yeah. You know, you buy gasoline. Oh. You know? You pay your mortgage interest. You're funding them. You pay income tax. You're funding them. You pay sales tax. You're funding them. I'd be concerned. So that's what happens. If you're funding something, your energy is moving towards it. So, you may think you're just buying an innocent hamburger. Oh, what harm can this do? Well, you know, we're starting to learn, you know, that forests are being cut down in order to make grazing space for genetically modified cows that produce all this kind of this beef that has antibiotics and chemicals in it, and in order to deal with the antibiotics and chemicals in the food, you have to take many more antibiotics and chemicals to deal with the poisons, etc. And you end up with cancer, right? So that's your personal death that you're investing in. But again, going back to knocking down the rainforests to pay for the to make space for the grazing of the genetically modified cattle, you know, who does that benefit? And what does it detriment? What does it destroy? I know, it's just an innocent hamburger. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to ruin your food. How much God, how much light, source, energy is in it? Genetically modified, probably a calf, probably, you know, no more than a couple of years. Just about maturity, zip, and into the grinder, you know. It's part of what I call the death industry. Starts off with slaughterhouses and ends up in human trafficking and war and arms and chemicals and eventually back to Big Pharma. Because we're all farmed, as Tammy says, you know. We're all on a farm. But we're not being farmed for our meat, we're being farmed for our emotions. You know, all this patriotism, all this, all the kind of going to a football game and getting really wild. You ever tried just doing, you know, ever imagine that, like standing in the street, in the high street, and just acting the same way as you do as if you're at a football match? Yeah. Just imagine, you know, just plucking somebody out. And out of a football game, and just planting them into the high street. People would look, wouldn't they? You know, it's not regular behavior. What possesses you? Just saying, what possesses you? So, little by little, satanic ritual is inserted into our daily lives. It's been happening for a long time. Things that we do. And I'm not talking about pagan. I'm not talking about pagan rituals and things like that. You know, there's good stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, oh, it's witchcraft and they ought to be burned. No. These are Satanists and they just need to be stopped. Because their aim is the aim, the same aim as the powers that be, the same aim as the Illuminati. That's the same people, different ladder, different rungs, same ladder, just different levels. And they're all pooting out their stuff, you know. Celebrity gossip. Yeah, really. Why are you interested in that? Why does it matter? Because they farm you. You exhibit a certain kind of emotion with that. It's not nice. Not a good emotion. But it's farmed. You know, you read your bitchy magazine and you get bitchy and you start bitching. Somewhere along the line, somebody's going to say, "Ooh, that bitchiness tastes nice. Let's just poke them a bit more, make them a bit more bitchy." You know, and that's what we call demonic possession. Don't understand that. Pirates. So, g'day Kotick. Good to have you. It's been something that has been happening over the last few years more and more, and it's starting to get really like obvious now. You know, people say, "Oh yes, he sold his soul to the devil for rock and roll." You know, classic. There was the crossroads, and he, you know, he meets this guy, right? The guy tunes his guitar. This is a story of Robert Johnson. Lonely night at the crossroads, probably a moonlit night, and he's at the crossroads, and he's got his guitar, and he's a mediocre entertainer, not very good, bad haircut. Anyway, so he goes and he meets this guy, and he speaks in a low voice, and he gives him this. He says, "Give me your guitar," and he retunes the guitar to the special Robert Johnson tuning. Let's see if I can do it.
While we're at it,
let's just reveal the devil's secret, shall we? The Robert Johnson tuning, I believe, right, that's a regular guitar, and I think it takes it, this one goes, you can hear it. It's instant rock, it's instant blues, instant rock and roll. And all I'm doing is I'm putting my straight finger, just a straight finger. You can do that with a slide and, you know, all those things. And so So that's what happened to Robert Johnson. And the devil gave him that. So I just revealed the devil's secret. Shoot me down with lightning, you bastard. Anyway, so... Mwahaha. Anyway, so... We see the devil popping up in all these places. And what is the devil? You could say he's a conglomerate. Is it like... you know... Lucifer and Satan are different people, and you know, basically, Satanism is corporatism. It worships death. It's a death thing, it doesn't worship, it doesn't honor life. It just worships death. And if you invest in the death industry, then you are invested in death, and you will suffer for it. It'll pay back. So it's important to recognize what it is in your life that is making you ill, and those things that are making you ill are in fact death industry products, and I would almost guarantee it. Sorry, there's a funny noise outside. It's probably a legion of demons come to get me. Anyway. So, we've got All right, so let's have a quick run-by. Celebrity deaths. So what Katie and I, and mainly Katie, has been teaching us is that there are celebrity deaths that happen. Now, what happens is, like, we just had Robin Williams. But, you know, a while ago we had Whitney Houston, didn't we? And then, very strangely, there was something that happened just after that. And I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, it might be the MTV Awards or some Super Bowl event or, you know, one of those things. But anyway, it was in the event that was basically handing over the baton from Whitney Houston to the next diva. And these things seem to be happening all the time. Now, one of the things that always seems to be a current theme in this ritual is that somebody's inculcated. Somebody is actually initiated as the lead performer in this ritual. So, for instance, it would be the initiation ceremony to bring somebody in on either into the group or up to the next level. So, for instance, we may see Madonna one year in one ritual, and she's playing, you know, some minor deity or something like that. And then, like a few years later, there's another situation. Then there's another celebrity death, and then she like gets promoted to goddess, you know. And they just go up the ladder. And these events are their public initiations. The initiations often involve them also orchestrating a ritual slaughter. And sometimes, I don't know if, you know, this is just my feeling, but this whole bombing in the Gaza Strip recently was one of those things. And it's a raining of death and hell onto the earth. And that brings in a whole bunch of stuff along with it, especially all the anger and frustration that everybody's saying, you know, God, it creates anger and frustration. Why are they doing this? And not in my name. Who is doing this? I'll tell you who's doing it. It's the Satanists, and it's the part of their satanic practice. That's what satanic practice does. That's freedom of religion for you. Now, you also have to understand that a lot of the military and a larger amount of American military are Satanists. Open Satanism. It's open in the military. They have manuals for dealing with it. For chaplains. Satanic chaplain. Creepy. Anyway, so satanic ritual is placed before us 24/7, and it's designed to shock you and to scare you, and I don't care, and to traumatize you, certainly. So, whether this is a fake video or not, about the guy getting his head cut off, and you know, all these surgeons are saying, "Oh, that's not how you cut a person's head off," and there's Steve and Sean, discussing in detail how you saw somebody's head off with a blunt knife. You know, in order to cut things, you have to have really, really, really scalpel sharp knives. You can't mess about. You can't use a bread knife. It don't work. It really, really, really doesn't. You know, I sharpen knives all the time, and I use wood blades and, you know, sharp things a lot. It really takes a lot to cut through skin and tendon and things like that. You have to have it really sharp and really heavy, and you give it a good thwack, and off it goes. But anyway, but you got to know exactly where to do it. You know, if you hit a bone, it's going to present resistance. So you have to know. And it's messy. Anyway, so there's all these things. And what I'm illustrating is that these memes, on a mass scale, produce a large amount of fear, a large amount of anger, a large amount of frustration, a large amount of confusion. And there are entities who feed on that stuff. Robert Munro Institute called it louche. It's stuff. And it's a toxic material to us humans, but it's food for other entities. And I suppose that these other entities produce a toxic material as well. So what satanic ritual is doing is producing this as an emanation off our planet in large quantities. You know, we've now got mass media and, you know, all these people watching TV, all emoting, all emitting these emotions. And, you know, you've only got a certain amount of emotion in your life. It's like a kind of, it's like your fuel, your fire, your oil, your essence. And if that emotion is diverted and distracted, then you do not have the necessary emotion which is given in order to express your soul expression, to do what you're here for. Everybody here is here to do something. You know what it is. You've known all your life. I sound like Morpheus, but you have. You've known all your life. Since you were 5, you know what you're going to be doing in your life when you're 5 years old. You do. It's been proven many, many times. You ask a child at 5, what do you want to do, little Johnny? Oh, I want to be a doctor. Yeah, and those people generally turned out to be doctors. You know, I want to be a fireman, yeah, you know, obviously. I want to be a rocket scientist. I want to be a physicist. I want to fly to the moon. I want to fly to Mars. I want to live on Mars. You know, 30 years ago, somebody said, oh, I want to live on Mars. What a stupid idea. Now people are queuing up for it. And guess what? The spaceport's going to be 10 miles away. So I have bloody rockets going off at all hours of the day. Thank you, Richard Bloody Branson. Anyway, RAF Lossiemouth is one of the potential sites that Richard Branson is looking to create a spaceport in UK. And that's, you know, 10 miles from where I live. It's where I practice with my rock and roll band, Steel Badge. Actually, I must do something about steelbadge.com. One thing at a time. Maybe I should delegate. Yes, delegate things. Meanwhile, satanic rituals and the externalization of satanic rituals. So here is components of satanic ritual. Number one, the person who's being initiated needs to kill that which he loves, sacrifice that which he loves. All right, you think that's an unusual thing? Who's asked for that before? Oh yes, Abraham and Isaac. Remember that? Yahweh says, sacrifice to me your son, let's see what you're made of. And he was, perfectly psychopathic enough to actually do it. He said, all right, that's not, hang on a second, you don't want to do that, because he's actually valuable to me. I can mind control him and make a whole race of people who worship me and send louche to me. Anyway, meanwhile, that's one of the earliest recorded, well, at least in our consciousness, sacrifices. And you sacrifice that which you love. So you find people who kill their best friend, and you see it all through rock and roll, and you see, having done so, that person kind of gets a promotion. They go up a rung. They enter into a new group where the lie is different. They say the lie is different at every level. You know, and whether we're talking about the military-industrial complex, whether we're talking about the banking industry, whether we're talking about the music industry, we're talking about the same. It's the industry. It's the corporation. It's the Nazi. It's the Jesuits. It's the Pope. It's the whatever, you know. It's the Jews. It's the Khazarians. You know, it's the Archons. In the end, it's the Archons. And the Archons put on sheath after sheath after sheath after sheath until finally they get to you. And they sheath you. And they sheath you in the Archonic Matrix that makes black white and white black. That makes good bad and bad good. Remember Michael Jackson's album? Bad. Yeah, really. So. Oh. You can add the agencies in with that. You can add CIA. When the American public believes everything we told them, then our job will have been done. CIA. Built to cover up the alien presence. Yeah, CIA. Ah, what was the name of that group? ISEA. Yeah, anyway. That's what happens. So, components of ritual. Number one, you have to sacrifice a friend. Then you get your promotion. Shows you how loyal you are. Test your loyalty. Loyalty is very important, especially, you know, if they'll say, well, your little child could lose fingers and things, you know, stuff like that. Very subtle threats that keep you in line. And so we get that treatment as well, but a lot of people are less immune because they're not involved, they haven't bought into it. Or have you? Like I said at the beginning, have you bought into the death industry? Do you continue to buy into the death industry? Do you continue to fund the death industry? Because if you do, if you think it's not doing anybody any harm, then you're part of the problem. And you may think that you've got all these new age ideas and it's very good and I'm really good and I'm doing all the work. Until you realize what's going on, know what's going on and stop it, you can't do anything about it. You can't make a better world. You can't create a better world around you. Because it's still based on that same contract. Contract with the devil. That's the squirrels, yeah. That's right. At some point, on one rung of the ladder, it's the squirrels. You're absolutely right. Did they get on the ark? They survived on the power lines. Very good. So, component number two of satanic ritual is that there is some kind of event, some kind of large event. So there's first of all, this is like a kind of the tinder of the fire, and there is often fire involved, you know. They often destroy things with fire. Fire is good, fire is bad, yeah, depends who's using it. So, there's something that happens, like I say, somebody like, some that everybody loves, a famous actor, comedian, Philip Seymour Hoffman, you know, somebody is well known, and possibly well loved. You know, Whitney Houston, Elvis Presley, Paul McCartney. Yeah. Everybody loves these people, and they die, and there's enormous outpouring of grief. Now, like I said, there are other dimensional beings who eat that stuff. Who eat that emotion. And that can be gathered. And that then is those entities are then brought into the major ritual. So it happens a couple of days later. So there's a pouring of grief. It attracts these entities and then they're brought into the arena. It's usually some kind of arena with large numbers of people who are taking part, plus the television audience, which increases the number of people taking part, funding it. You're giving your energy to it. If you're watching it on the internet, you're downloading it using your bandwidth you paid for. You're funding it. So, what will happen is that the energy will be gathered from the group of the people who are in there. Now, sometimes it happens halfway through a football game. What's happening halfway through a football game? It's getting exciting. The tension is mounting. The pressure is building. The emotion is rising. The fervor. The patriotism. The hatred to the other team. You know, folks, hello, divide and distract. Divide and distract. What's a football game? Dividing. What is it? A distraction. Ah, there's the enemy. Ah, yeah, the guys in blue, they're the enemy. Ah, no, the guys in red, they're the enemy. The guys in green, they're the enemy. The guys in purple, they're the enemy. What the, you know. They did an excellent thing on Babylon 5 about that once. Anyway. Excellent, Cortex. There are many layers going into the loose derivatives market, JP. That's true, you know. And in a way, he's not kidding, because I would imagine that somewhere on some other dimensional stock exchange, Earth football loosh is a quantifiable commodity that is traded and bought and sold on some alien market between some weird creatures. That's interesting. Thanks, Sam Scotch, you're saying. There are creatures who thrive on all different types of emotions, not just the negative ones. Whatever can no longer create it themselves will feed off those who can. That's also true, Sam. Thank you for adding that. So, by gathering all these dimensional creatures, then in the middle of that ceremony, or in the middle of that football game, where all the fever pitch, all that emotion is there, sitting in the bowl. They call it a bowl, don't they? Even the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. Ah, devil's going to smoke me one of them. Okay, so, devil smokes his bowl. Has his, has the party. So there's something going on stage. There's some famous singer. They're dressed up in this all this symbolic gear. All the dancers are doing all these weird things. It's pushing forward some kind of agenda. It's trying to make something that is disgusting look okay. Who was it? Rihanna? Was having sex with robots or something? I don't know. All of these things. They push our boundaries of what we feel is appropriate. They do it to shock you, because the shock is also a harvestable emotion. Always has to be a loser. Princess Diana. Yes. Okay, so let's just talk about a few very, very public ones. Princess Diana. You can guarantee that there was a ceremony soon after. You know, do your own research. See if this is true, you know. Okay, so see if you can, you know, find a thing. It's usually announced in The Simpsons. My God, Family Guy. They had some scene about Robin Williams dying. I don't want to blow the wad for Katie's show, but there are portents. For instance, on 9/11, there were several TV shows that, you know, discussed it. The Lone Gunman, the Chris Carter thing, particularly The Simpsons. Simpsons always seem to have these things. There's always the Illuminati's favored cartoon series that shows the truth, that hides in plain sight things that we can't see until they've gone. Except this time, it was on the same day. The Family Guy episode that had Robin Williams talking about suicide and all that stuff was played on British TV in like half an hour before the newscast. You know, that's edgy predictive programming. Oh yeah, predictive programming. Let's talk about that. It's something Stuart was talking about. Stuart Swerdlow, I had him on the show last week. Downloadable from my archives. It's going to go on my YouTube channel. It's absolutely awesome. And it's a pity that Rev Radio got knocked out, because it'll, you'll find it there. It'll be on the new Rev Radio thing under JP, Journeys with JP. So we were talking about this, the idea that in order to make something seem plausible, you can implant certain ideas, which is what we call a meme, not a meme, a meme, which is a fragment of a thought form, and that has a quality of being able to enable you to approach something from a particular point of view, that is the desired point of view, that will then at another time make it easier to lay another lie onto you. Okay? So, for instance, if in the 1960s you had to cover up something, and this cover-up had to happen in the music industry, you had to create a meme. And this meme was that rock stars die of drug overdoses. And I believe that that is an implanted meme. Here's another one that came from the 1960s, and it specifically came through Stanley Kubrick. The idea, the meme, that when you're walking in space, everything is in slow motion. That when you're in a spacesuit, everything is like, and in slow motion. Sound effects there. There's some Foley for you. There we go. Thank you. That is a meme. It is not true. In fact, when you look at people in the on the Mir and on the ISS, and they're swinging around like monkeys. They're moving faster than we can on the Earth. They're launching themselves at quite a rate from one end of the capsule to the other. Weightless movement is not slow motion, brothers and sisters. Yet it is implanted in our minds. It was implanted by Stanley Kubrick so that when we saw the Apollo missions, we'll have been prepared to see these people in slow motion and all that bollocks. Anyway, so memes, hoaxes, satanics, all part of the same manipulation agenda. A banquet. Yep. Every conflict, war, death and suffering is a banquet for these monsters. Entities. Don't get emotional, because if you get emotional, you'll draw them in. You know? Use your emotion when you're exercising. Use your emotion when you're on a bicycle and you need to pedal somewhere. Use your emotion when you're needing to chop some wood. That's what emotion's for. Use your emotion to clear obstacles out of your path. Use your emotion to clean your kitchen. You see? It's your mojo. Your emotions are your mojo, they're your power source. And if you're running on fear and anger all the time, because it's displaced, then you're going to suffer. So express your emotions when you're exercising. you know, when you're running down the road and you want to get some a good spurt on, think of somebody that you hate. Think of somebody that you want to punch out, you know? Somebody who gets you to feel that flight or fight mechanism. I'm sure people do that. That's what, you know, it's natural. That's the way it works. Darth Vader. So yes, thank you, Bunny. Princess Diana was killed a few days before the MTV Music Awards. There you go. There's also the May rituals. Anybody ever seen the film The Wicker Man? They explain it all there. Christopher Lee explains it all in there. That it needs a willing fool to be the subject, to take on the ills, to be the scapegoat. The scapegoat literally was a goat that they would send into the desert to forage on its own. Outcast. Send it away. So, don't go away. We'll be back with Katie Galanti talking more weird, dark, seriously weird, dark.
I am very disappointed in your lack of faith, people.
Welcome back to the Journeys with JP on Revolution Radio and War Spirit Radio and No Borders Radio. Am I on No Borders? Oh, I should be on No Borders Radio. And also everbeyondradio.com. We have a delightful, charming, intelligent, beautiful, funky, hip, groovy, cool, and many other adjectives that can be used to describe none other than Katie Galanti. Hello, Katie, how are you?
How does one live up to that?
just be all of that. Just be yourself, and you're all of those. That's all.
Okay, great.
And more. I mean, for God's sake, you've got about 6 doctorates or something, haven't you? Like, three?
No. I'm finishing my second doctorate.
Second, you know. That's at least 200% more than mine. You know, I haven't got an O level. You know.
Yeah. I've got 2 master's degrees and almost 2 doctorates.
Yeah. See, intellectual giant among midgets here. So, if I crane my neck up to see where the top of your basically I've been prepping everybody in the last hour. We've been talking about the externalization of satanic ritual, components. I'm gone.
Excellent.
So things like the sacrifice of your friend, the mass loosh, the sacrifice, and then the ritual, and the big party. Was I actually going to talk about the Beltane, the Mayfair one? Let's deal with the issues, the ICUs, the ISIS issues at hand. Let's get to the heart of the matter right away. Welcome, Katie Galanti, and I'll shut the heck up.
Very sweet. Okay. So you've already been prepping the ground as to what these rituals are all about and what they're doing with them, and basically that it's one big, gigantic harvesting of energy on the one hand, and it's a manifestation ritual on another hand. That means they use that energy to actually put out what it is that they're trying to create, and with that they manifest the next level of their plan, okay? And, you know, these very, in theory, harmless events like the Golden Globes Awards or the Oscars or the VMAs and all the rest of it become instead these big kind of like harvesting extravaganzas. And it's interesting because yesterday you and I did a show, and in fact people can go and listen to that on the archives, or I'm going to put that yesterday's show on YouTube as well tomorrow when I have time to do it.
But you can get it from the Wolf Spirit Radio archives and also from Katie's site and from my site.
Yeah, exactly. So, and there you will get a lot of the details that we have already covered about why we think Robin Williams may most likely have been a blood sacrifice. Did you cover this already in your intro?
I didn't discuss specifics. I was just talking about the generalities in order to prepare the ground for like how this particular ritual fits in with this particular thing and what they're trying to achieve. So hopefully everybody should be up to speed, if they've been listening and if I've been putting it across right, up to speed on what you're about to say.
All right, okay. So basically I'll just do a little kind of like nuts and bolts on the Robin Williams piece, because I think it's the lead in to the next piece, okay? And to do that, I'm also going to do a little tiny bit about the Philip Senior Hoffman piece in February, okay? So, because these are all linked together, these rituals, they build on one another. If you wanted, you could build them up from 2012 onwards, you could do a string of them, and they're all building on top of one another, like all of the false flag shootings, Sandy Hook, the Aurora shootings and all the rest of it, the one in Las Vegas earlier this year, they all have a theme and they're all running into each other, okay? However, what is notable about these particular blood sacrifices is that very often these blood sacrifices happen on very specific days of the year that are either Druidic days that have to do with the cult of the sun and the moon, okay? So equinoxes, solstices, and the you know, half season points like Beltane, and also Imbolc and all those other ones, right? There's other ones that are like the
and also the moons, the full and new moons. Are times when you start and finish things, or you culminate things.
Absolutely. And this particular blood sacrifice, the last one that happened just now, that I believe is a blood sacrifice, that is the Robin Williams, happened the day before the supermoon, right? It was August 12th. It also happened 2 days before Hecate's day, who is the goddess of death and chaos, okay? The ritual, and then very often these rituals are then used, these blood sacrifices are then used to gather energy that gets fueled into the next ritual, which very often ends up being one of these music award, movie award type ceremonies, okay? And yesterday you and I were talking and I was like, well, there's no ceremony, so I don't know what they're doing, and I completely blitzed out on the VMAs. It's like I completely didn't remember, because I've been so busy. I was like, I didn't remember that the VMAs were not only coming up, but they were literally yesterday. Okay.
So what's VMA?
The VMAs is the I can't remember what V means, but it's Music Awards, and it's the MTV. It's MTV's Music Awards ceremony. Okay.
Oh yeah, they're always good for a good bit of Satanism.
Absolutely, because the MTV is a satanically Masonic organization in the first place, and people can do research on that, and they will find a lot of stuff if they want to, okay? Like, the organization itself has those kind of roots anyway. And if you remember last year, we had the whole twerking thing with the tongue sticking out with Miley Cyrus at the last VMAs. It was at exactly the same time. However, because yesterday I was researching about upcoming satanic holidays, right, I had already spotted August 24th as the upcoming satanic holiday, but there was nothing written about it, and in fact, I've been looking around, and it's called Saint Bartholomew, and the only thing that I found about it is that apparently it's preparation to the September 7th ritual that is called the Marriage to the Beast, that is basically a big canoodling with a reptilian demon ritual, right?
That was on Doctor Who last night. I'm not kidding. I just watched Doctor Who, and there is a reptilian, as a lesbian reptilian couple, who are Doctor Who's friends, and they were snogging on screen. No kidding. Snogging on screen on Doctor Bloody Who.
Yeah, I believe you.
So not only is that you know, I don't know how many things
actually,
that might be.
You're saying that it was actually on the TV on the ritual day.
On Saturday, yeah.
So, and it's important to pay attention to that kind of stuff, because on TV they have their own stuff going on that creates rituals. For example, on the night in which, morning, night in the UK and morning in America, in which it was announced that Robin Williams died, literally minutes before, an episode of Family Guy was airing in which they were showing an episode that was called Fat Man and Robin, in which Robin Williams had special powers that turned everybody into Robin Williams and got so distressed about it that he wanted to kill himself. And even his gun turned into Robin Williams, right? So the only way that solution that he had to get out of it was to cut off his own hands. And in the last scene, he's sitting at the table with cut off hands and blood all over the table, surrounded by Robin Williams. Now, that is like, okay, this is our blood sacrifice, and all the Robin Williams are sitting at the table, right? So anyway, so I started to put all of these things together, and very likely the Robin Williams thing was the blood sacrifice for the VMAs that are then the ritual for creating something else. So today I actually sat and watched the whole of the VMAs, right? Because I got nothing else to do. I'm like one of the busiest people on the planet. So I got to fast forward it through some bits, right? And it was kind of interesting. I mean, one of the things that was interesting, first of all, you've done interviews before with the people that talk about the sigils and sigil magic, right?
Yes, Bonnie and John.
Bonnie and John, Mitchell. And they do the sigil stuff, and they've actually done some really good research, I think, on the whole sigil magic stuff. And one of the things that they talk about is about the ubiquitous spinning circles, and one of the reasons which they use the spinning circles is because they create a hypnotic state. So if you look at a lot of the introductions to things like the news, do you know what I mean, stuff like that, you will see that there's all these spinning circles. And so they're kind of like hypnotically inducing you at the beginning of the program.
That's right. Even counter-rotating.
Absolutely.
Arcs, usually. Spinning arcs around a circular thing. It's very, very hypnotic. If you look at even the Kaiser Report. Yeah, Kaiser Report. With good old Max Kaiser, you know, he's a nice guy. But the background is this, all this stuff that they're talking about is going on behind Max as he was speaking. I think that's why he moved to London, to have that vista, because he didn't like the mind control part of it. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So the first thing that you'll notice when you look at the VMAs that is on YouTube, you can watch it, all of it, you know, if you have an hour and a half to kill, is spinning circles everywhere. The whole stage is spinning circles. Everything is spinning circles, okay? So it's one big hypnosis thing. Everybody there is watching stuff that is spinning. You're watching it as a viewer, but also the audience is watching it at the same time, right? And a lot of radial stuff that looks like the sun, do you know what I mean, and so on, with all the rays and everything. We know that light in their mythology has more to do with Lucifer than it has to do with nice light, right? Like they use the light as a symbol for the light bearer Lucifer, okay? So there's a lot of sun worship type imagery. There's sun rays, Lucifer ray, you know what I mean? All of that kind of stuff. Spinning circles make everybody kind of go into this hypnotic state. And then the stage itself is three sixes, one inside the other.
All right, not that obvious then.
Not that obvious, right? And the circle, you know how there's the Google Chrome thing that is three sixes inside one another, right?
Yep.
It's like one six and each arm is around it, and so it makes a circle. The stage is kind of like that, but it's like an electric blue thing. But if you look at it from above, it's six. It's three sixes. It's 666, one inside the other. Okay, and the circle of the six is the actual stage, and the three legs of the sixes are the three shoots off of the stage where people walk out and then perform. Okay, so that's the first thing. Then after that, you see Ariana Grande that walks out of a pyramid-shaped spaceship that has a big egg in it. And it's interesting because that is imagery that was associated to one of Lady Gaga's performances at some point, the big egg, right? And also the spaceship, pyramid spaceship, is very similar to last year's awards with Miley Cyrus that was coming out of it and doing her tongue sticking out thing, right? And her kind of like strange ritual at the time. Okay.
The externalization of the twerk ritual.
The twerk ritual, but also there was a lot of, that one with the tongue that falls out is actually a goddess, right, of the Indian pantheon, if you go and have a look at it. That has to do with the destruction, right, creation and destruction, but mostly with destruction. So even if she looked like a complete idiot doing that, the purpose of it was to invoke a deity of destruction. That is the same deity that was invoked on August 13th, you know what I mean, through the blood sacrifice that was fueling this particular ritual. And we've talked before about the fact that the reason which they're invoking all of this is because they're trying to create the energy to conjure up a world conflict which they've already kind of started brewing the pot for with the Israeli invasion of Gaza, and that happened on July 17th, that was the birthday of ISIS, right? So they've been cooking this. All summer they've been cooking ritual elements, okay? Also, I'm going to go back for a second to Philip Seymour Hoffman, who was most likely a blood sacrifice that was then used towards the... I'm trying to think what it was. I think it was the Grammys.
We were talking about that last year, weren't we? I mean, this is like
yes, we were.
A subject... And I think, it's right. Was that the Grammys? Was that the one?
Yeah, it's the Grammys,
Which was the one that had Nicki Minaj doing this awful, awkward thing?
That was 2012, and she was doing the whole Roman Polanski... She was invoking that energy at the time, right? Each one of these rituals, they're invoking energies. They're bringing them in, right? So she was invoking the energies that were around the whole Manson killings and Roman Polanski. And, you know, it was a very, very charged demonic energy that she was pulling in at that time. And that ritual was in preparation for the Olympics. That was another ritual still. Okay, so that is what I mean when I was saying at the beginning. I actually maybe should write this stuff down at some point, but basically there's one big ritual that started pretty much at the beginning of 2012, and it hasn't really stopped, okay? There's been other ones before, but this is almost like a build-up. Literally every season, they're literally following this calendar, okay? To the point that a friend of mine, Robert Phoenix, was actually predicted that there was going to be an August 1 because it's becoming predictable. They're doing it so much that it's actually predictable, okay?
So it seems that they're using every single opportunity. Now, my feeling about this is that the reason that they're doing it so much is because they're behind schedule and they're trying to push as much as they can, as far as they can, given the tiny amount of time that they've got left, that this opportunity will pass.
Yes.
What is the opportunity for?
The opportunity, and I may lose a few listeners here, and it's fine.
Who cares? But we'll gain the good ones. Bless you if you listen still.
Try to keep an open mind here, people. Okay. The opportunity is the opening of the solar galactic doorway of energy that is coming in onto the planet right now, that comes in every, I don't know how many thousands of years, okay? The last time was Atlantis, And before that, with those other cycles, it's not just about Earth. It has to do just, it's generally, it's almost like a cosmic clock, okay? And when this cosmic clock is ticking, all right, there is an opportunity for an energy shift, all right? And the energy shift is literally the same. I always make this example. If you send energy into an atom, right, the electrons jump to the next level. They go to the next level. And you, if you sustain that energy, they stay there, okay? If you don't sustain it, they jump back down because they're more comfortable wherever they were before, okay? We have a mechanism in the galaxy timetable clock, whatever, right now, where there literally is an influx of energy, and the energy is actually has a consciousness activating function as well. When this energy comes in, there's this opportunity for this jump, okay? And the jump is literally, everything is jumping. Matter is jumping, but so are we, and so is our consciousness. It's one of the reasons which the sun is doing all sorts of weird stuff at the moment, and people get really bad headaches and weird symptoms with the solar flares, right? Okay. And they know this stuff, and it's one of the reasons which NASA is actually one of the biggest lying institutions on the planet, in the sense that they show you just a tiny, tiny bit, right? And most of it is manufactured for public consumption. I mean, but they know more than what they're letting on, okay? Now, this consciousness shift is both an opportunity and a threat to the Illuminati, because they can ride this wave and take us to the next level of darkness if they want to, okay? Consciousness shift doesn't necessarily mean positive consciousness shift. There's been a misunderstanding here. There's people that think that, oh, this is just energy coming in and everything becomes, wonderful, right? It's not necessarily. It can go to the next level of dark energy as well, okay? And so that is what they're trying to do, okay? And there's a timetable for it, and because at some point this particular energy will start to dissipate and it will go away, and whatever it is that has been accomplished, it will either be done or not done. And one of the things that we're doing, whether we know it or not, right, because we may know this consciously or not, is that we are doing the exact opposite of what they're doing, and it is that we are raising consciousness in the other direction, and we're actually trying to take this planet back. Because in the history of the planet, this planet at some point was light, okay? Hasn't always been infested by this particular kind of rulership and energy. And so what we are trying to do is to basically use this same energy to take the planet back into a high consciousness level, and what they're doing is they're trying to do the opposite. So we've got two different pulls here, and depending on, you know, who is successful to some degree, we will have an overall, how can you call it, I don't know, timeline, let's call it a timeline, that stabilizes and becomes like the ruling timeline, at least for, yeah, for a while.
We can see, I mean, people now have experienced having different operating systems. You know, it's different to have, you know, people have had like Windows 98 and now and then XP, and then, you know, we've got Windows 7 and Windows 8. And that's, it basically informs the way people think. You know, you think the way of Windows 8 and you think in terms of tablets and apps and this and that, but if you're thinking in terms of Windows 97, you're thinking, you know, there's my program up there and there's my data and all. You know, you have a different way of thinking, a different paradigm.
Yeah.
And what many people never knew is that you can take that and you can theme that paradigm however you like. You can make your operating system look like however you want. You can put your, first of all, you put your decoration up. You can, you know, you put your curtains up. You know, you've got your, you put a lick of paint on it, you change the color schemes and things like that. You can personalize your universe in your operating system. Then, boom, your computer crashes, you have to get a new one, and you have to deal with the new operating system. Mm-hmm. And so here we are, we're at the same issue, and the thing is that there are basically two major it's like apples and Windows, you know.
Yep.
And Linux doesn't really get much of a look in because they don't want people to be Linux. Linux is like what organic. It's like, okay, so here's my thing about the whole transhuman thing. I think transhumanism is a necessary part of evolution, but there's an organic transhumanism and an artificial archonic transhumanism. One of them is that we become more silicon and more crystalline and greater understanding and greater wisdom. And the other is that we are silicon with metal attached and implanted and reduced and turned into an even better battery than we have been for the last God knows how many thousands of years. To me, that seems to be the choice. And the death industry, industry itself, is what is driving the archonic version, and people like yourself and myself and all the people who are expressing the truth realize that it's an actual organic process and we're going to go through it anyway, but we have to do it on our own terms. Am I making sense?
Yep, you are. You're making sense. You're very right about the transhumanist thing because, we have to go to the next level, but we will go to the next level within our own energetic setup, in the sense that we already have all of the equipment for the organic transhumanism inside us. And we have actually been deactivated. It's almost like, to use your computer analogy, imagine that you have a computer where you switch off several components and it only runs on a very tight, set of parameters.
That's right. I've actually been dealing with a computer like that. Somebody's got a computer that doesn't have the basic, like it doesn't have email. It doesn't have even the most basic email or notepad program.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, I come in and I'm expecting, just set up, Outlook Express and boom, and be on the web because it's part of the system. As an IT guy, I know that it's part of the Windows system. It's always has been. And suddenly, by golly gosh, Bill Gates, you greedy little man. You greedy little man. Sorry, I've gone all Stewie on you. you've taken bits and you've done to a good operating system that you created first. You've Anunnaki'd it. you've dumbed it down. You've made it so stupid and then you've sold it more expensive. I can't even say that word. It's used as a punctuation in Scotland, in Glasgow usually. But it cannot be used to describe any human on the radio. But you understand what I'm saying. He's not a nice person. He's not at all. So, anyway, so go ahead. Let me. I'm out of rant, but I'm not out of rant. I could go on for hours. But if you got you've got basically the choice that you can create your own reality. And that doesn't mean that you can't join others in creating a reality between you, because that's even more powerful.
Yeah, but also... Let me talk a second on this, okay? Because it's important. We're creating reality anyway. It's not a choice of... we're creating reality anyway. Every time we do something, think about something... we're projecting out a reality, and as a collective, we are constantly creating a reality. And at the moment, we are creating... one of the things that we have to learn to do is to create reality consciously, because we are energetically... we project our energy and create a reality anyway. This is one of the reasons which the elite does these rituals in the first place. Because what they're doing is that they are hypnotizing everybody into syncing up with what they want to create. And by to do this, what they do is that they use ritual magic, but this ritual magic has the appearance of being a music award or a Grammys or a festival or whatever, do you know what I mean, or a concert or whatever. But it's not. It's a ritual magic ceremony. And what they're doing is that they are focusing everybody's energy with those spinning circles and the 666 stage. And this particular, I'm going to go back to these particular VMAs. If you go back and you look at this particular VMAs, Nicki Minaj was doing the next piece, and she was dressed in snake skins, singing a song called Anaconda, faking sex on stage with her dancers. That's a sex ritual, invoking reptilian energy and making everybody that's watching it getting into a sex vibration, right? So that everybody is aroused, watching spinning circles, watching people perform sex acts, and blah-de-blah-de-blah, okay? Then after that, there were three singers that were singing together. All of them are dressed in black and white colors. So you got one singer is dressed in black, the other one in black with little white dots, the other one with white and little black dots. That's a hypnotic induction thing as well. So first of all, you have the sex thing. Then you have the another hypnotic induction. Then after that, they actually showed a little spinning thing of all pictures of Robin Williams, because they always do this at all these awards. Somebody just died and they show you a picture. They always show you the person that they killed for the ritual. Okay. They actually always make a little tribute to that person. Very often that person's contract expired. They made a contract, they made a pact for a certain amount of time, and then at some point, because they sold the incarnational essence, they sold it to the elite. So then the elite takes it back. When their contract is expired, they reabsorb it. That's going on during these things as well. It was part of the ritual, okay? Then after that, there was various other things, and then right at the end, there was Beyoncé that went on forever, and I was like, why is she singing 25 million songs? And apparently, she was nominated as Great Living Entertainer of the Year and given the Michael Jackson Award, which was another sacrifice, okay? So they tied that in together as well.
Oh, will we see her being sacrificed soon then?
No, I
don't
think
so. No?
But yeah, no, she's too powerful, this one. And she's totally in alignment with their agenda. Also, the other thing that they did here... I've lost my train of thought now. Just one second, okay. Okay, yeah, they gave an award to Katy Perry. And so she sang the Dark Horse song again. Okay? And that was a death ritual, Dark Horse of the Apocalypse, Denver Airport, Nazi murals, do you know what I mean? Death of Philip Senior Hoffman, they tied that into it as well. When they then got to the final piece, the whole of Beyoncé's performance was all like a big sex thing, okay? And inclusive of Masonic chair dance and all the rest of it. So all of this, I'm going through it because if you look at it this way, then you can see that it's like a build-up of energy, okay? And it was happening on this day that is the 24th, so they're gathering energy. It's a sex ritual on using energy harvested at the supermoon that is a harvest moon, okay? End of summer, just about to go the energy into Virgo. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stuff going on here. And with that, then they create the next thing. My sense is that the next thing, as I say, it's they're gathering energy for some, you know, they're gathering energy on one level to have some kind of conflict that is going to then put people into a fear state, right? Survival, all the rest of it, so that they can manipulate the energy further. They don't really care about having a war. The war is a device. The war is a device to get people to lower their frequency very fast. A little war that nobody cares about that happens over there, not a big deal, but a big war that everybody's freaked out about will get everybody to go into their lower chakras that are basically about fear and survival, right? Especially if you start killing a lot of people, that's what you get. Now, if you want people not to go into their higher levels of consciousness, which is where the energy would take them naturally if these people were not interfering, right, at the moment, during this window of opportunity, the antidote to taking people out of that high state of consciousness is to create as much disruption as possible that will take people into the lower consciousness. Because most people are not aware of the fact that they manifest reality, so they're not aware of it, okay, they will not be aware that by doing that, they are manifesting a lower vibrating timeline as a collective. Okay? That's actually what this is all about. It's about getting the collective to bind with them in manifesting a lower vibrating timeline.
That's right. So that and they do that by rooting you in the past constantly, by reminding you of the past and other places. Well, every day in the news and every day on television.
And by traumatizing you, but also by flooding you constantly with very dark sexual energy. Sexual energy is a beautiful thing, right? And if you use it properly, you can have orgasmic experiences that take the energy right into your crown and you can go into the infinite, okay? However, sexual energy that is used in association with dark energy and dark forces, that are what are most of these rituals are about, okay, and make you open up in a way that allows these dark forces to attach themselves to you. That is one of the reasons which there's rampant free pornography on the internet, because they want people to vibrate that way, okay? They could take it down if they wanted to, but they don't, because that is part of the program. It's part of the program to have this really dark, vibrating sexual energy that is about immediate release, but it also it's aligning with a kind of sadistic and dark kind of energy. I don't know how to explain it another way. That is like...
Yeah, basically, let's just put a pause and a pin on that, because... Yep. This is part of it, and it's very strong, and again, it's another part of what I call the death industry, which is the pornography industry, which is part of the human trafficking branch of the military-industrial complex, prison complex. Yep. And that's to do with, on one hand, it's to do with the production of death movies, snuff movies, for the pleasure of people who are so into Satanism that they can't get pleasure by any other means than by seeing somebody suffer terribly.
Yes, because they get addicted to particular kind of chemicals and hormones that get released through that, that also get released through death, do you know what I mean, like, and so on, and they get addicted to that kind of stuff, okay? But the main thing that they're trying to do, I'm a healer, so I'm talking from the point of view of energy healing and human energy systems and consciousness, okay? And all of these things are meant to disrupt the natural chakra flow of the human being that is meant to go from the root to the crown. There's seven chakras, the energy goes through from the root to the crown. When the energies are all clean and aligned and the energy moves inside the human being from the root chakra to the crown and it's free flow without any blockages and all the rest of it, the consciousness of the human being expands. Human being develops a natural expansion into its own light body, okay? And through this, it perceives other dimensional realities. It has all of the clair skills that we're all supposed to have. Some people have them because they do. but we're all supposed to have them. The human being is designed to have clair skills, like clairvoyance, clairsentience, all of that kind of stuff, clairaudience, blah, blah. Okay, we're supposed to have these skills. They're part of who we are. And but you don't have any of those skills. First of all, if you have a closed up heart chakra, the energy stops at the solar plexus and it doesn't go anywhere. Okay, so if you don't know how to love your fellow human, right, that is never going to happen. Now, like your energy gets stuck kind of around your diaphragm. Okay. Now, even if you do that, if the energy then needs to go into your third eye, through your throat, throat chakra is fine, most people are okay with that, but it needs to go into your third eye and into your crown. And when it goes into the third eye, your clair skills start lighting up. When it goes into your crown, your connection to source or to the all that is or to the natural flow of the universe, whatever you want to call it, but also your connection to your own multidimensionality switches on, okay? So they don't want that. So if these energies from the solar galactic field are actually very triggering to the chakra system, they come in, they activate the chakra system, and they take the energy from the root to the crown very spontaneously. And this is also one of the reasons which people are having a hard time, because our chakra system is full. It's full of blockages, right? And the blockages, the energy comes in, and the blockages get stimulated. So people have a lot of symptoms, emotional, physical, psychological, nervous system type symptoms from being overstimulated by the energy, because their system is full of blockages, because we live in a really messed up world, right? But if we had not been tampered with since Atlantis, early Egypt, probably even before that, to operate at half mast, right? We would do fine with these energies, and we would very naturally go into a very heightened state, and we would very naturally also get rid of this stuff that's going on this planet. We would manifest another reality. Okay, they know this, so they have to do everything that they can to disrupt that flow and to traumatize people so that they end up stuck into their lowest chakras, that are the root, that is about fear and survival and security, right? And the second chakra, that is about sexuality, that can go either way. But they use the second chakra as a anchor point for demonic energy that anchors into those chakras through the opening that is created by, like, to experience sexual energy, you have to open that chakra. When you open that chakra in the presence of negative energy, it has a way of going in and attaching itself there, okay? So that then lowers the vibration of that person. It's also why a lot of people are addicted to things like pornography, because it's not actually them that is addicted to it. It's the entities that are attached to them, okay? That are like, oh, I think it would be a good idea for you to switch on the internet right now. You know, so that they can get more energy food, because they feed on this stuff, right?
So it's anyway, pretty weird having a name that sounds very much like Ron Jeremy. Why do you think that? This is why I call myself JP. You know?
Excellent. So, by the way, we talked yesterday about the ice bucket challenge, right?
Oh, yeah. Go for that.
That's part of it too. The people, just think about this a second. People are throwing buckets of ice on top of their own crown chakra, right? Ice bucket, Ices bucket. And they're throwing a big bunch of ice. And ice is actually, in my view, the dark energy belongs to the ice, because there's no warmth, okay? So this is a cooling down, rapid cooling down of the crown chakra. And if you look at these people, they look kind of traumatized when they're doing it, because it actually freezes up the blood vessels in your brain that are really close, right, to the surface. And I'm sure that some of them get really bad headaches as well doing this, okay? But it's a ritual. If you look at it if you look at the people that are doing it, that are celebrities, and people are doing it and then they're nominating other celebrities to do it. And it's not a random nomination either. Katy Perry did her Ice Bucket Challenge and she nominates Madonna. If you have done any research at all into the whole entertainment industry, priesthood, priestess type thing, Madonna is higher up than Katy Perry. But Katy Perry is most likely an initiate of Madonna. So she is doing her ritual, and if you look at it, she takes it very seriously. She has her arms outstretched while she's doing this, and she's doing it in a very ritualistic fashion. Go on YouTube, find the video, watch it, okay? And she nominates Madonna. Madonna is one step up, not two steps up, she's one step up from her on that ladder, okay? So, and if you look at the people, Steven Spielberg nominates George Lucas, okay? He is nominated by Oprah Winfrey. These are all elite people, every single one of them. And they're all nominating each other. Bill Gates is there, he's doing it. George Bush was nominated to do it. And he has a video online in which he gets ice bucketed by his own wife, right? Which I think is very telling because it's a submission to ICES, right? The ritual is about...
Very good. Submission to ICES. The Ice Queen. Laura, that's right. You'd never know. She's had so many facelifts and nobody knows what she's feeling.
Well, nobody knows who she is really underneath all that. But the I think it's very telling that in that video, she is the one that throws the bucket of ice onto him. Because that's what I thought immediately when I saw it. That's their submission to ICES ritual, right? The whole of these rituals are that. They're doing so many different things at the same time. And then they're getting the whole population to traumatize their crown chakra. Right? And everybody's doing it. And I don't know. It's very interesting and very bizarre. And it shows actually how most human beings don't really think stuff through. But then why would you? Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you think it through? Although I don't think I would ever throw a bucket of ice on top of my own head. I don't know. Right?
There are things that I tell them to kiss first. And over the dead things as well, kind of thing, you know. You're not touching, nobody touches my head, you know.
That's right.
You shouldn't let anybody touch your head, you know.
No, it's true.
You know, Reiki practitioners, what level are they, you know, who trusts them, do they know anybody who's died mysteriously? Yep. You have to check your people out before you put trust in them, you know. Doctors are no good either, you know.
Just a little curiosity. This is literally a curiosity. It's not like a big deal, right? But I thought it was interesting. Because I was doing the watch all of the celebrities' videos to see what I was seeing, right? And I came across John Travolta. And John Travolta does his, and he makes this big introduction where he talks a whole bunch. And for whatever reason, the guy that uploaded this also decided to do a reverse speech of it. And this, I looked at his website. He's not an Illuminati researcher. I think he just did it for fun, right?
He's probably a Scientology researcher.
Who knows?
That's where Anonymous comes from, by the way. But anyway, go on.
Right. So anyway, in the backwards thing, you know how the reverse speech in theory reveals the thoughts of the subconscious mind?
Yes.
And so very often you can hear things in the reverse speech, and the people that are really into reverse speech think that the things that you hear are what the subconscious mind is really thinking, so you can get the truth from doing somebody's reverse speech. And I thought this was a whole bunch of garbage, right? But I remember staying with this woman that was really into it, and I was not having a good time, and she reversed my speech, and it was like, get me out of here, I want to go home.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, no, she got me. I didn't want to be there, right? And so I was like, oh, maybe there's something to this, because that was exactly what I was thinking. I wanted to get out. And all that, I can't even remember what it is that I said, but it came out in the reverse speech, right? It was very awkward. Because then I had to explain to her why I wanted to go home, right?
Those of you who wish to reverse the speech our shows will find a wealth of humor and salient information And just don't get attached personally to it. Yeah.
So the reverse speech of John Travolta, you can literally hear him say, "I am afraid that I am going to get hit." But it didn't feel like get hit as in somebody going to smack me. It was like that I'm going to be the next hit kind of thing. And then he said, "I am getting old." That was in the reverse speech.
Wow.
So I thought, isn't that interesting? Because if John Williams has just gone, right? Robin Williams. And he understands, and John Travolta understands how things work, right? He may be thinking, I better put this ice bucket on my head fast because you never know that I may be next on the list here because I'm getting old. Do you know what I mean?
Could the ice bucket challenge be one of these renewal of the contract kind of things?
Absolutely. That's what it feels like. But it also feels like a submission to ICES. There's more to this ICES thing that meets the eye. Even the fact that they've called the, that they have called the next bad guy terrorist group ICES. Everything this summer is about ICES. And if you remember yesterday, I said that I'm not the biggest expert on ICES, but I had found a website that was basically saying that, I've got my piece of paper here so I remember, that it was basically saying that every deity, like Statue of Liberty has been made, people think it's ICES, and Columbia, people think it's ICES, and Mother Mary, people think that's ICES, like researchers in this field, right? And also, if you go back, ICES was the Egyptian version of this particular goddess, but if you go back to the Mesopotamian Babylonian stuff, then this goddess was called Semiramis, and then before that it was called Ishtar. And she is the goddess of enchantment and magic. So the two goddesses that have been pulled forward this year, there's three energies that have been pulled forward this year. One is the goddess of enchantment and magic, so creation. They're trying to create something, trying to manifest something, okay? So they're pulling in energy. And then Hecate, sacrifice on the day of Hecate, death and chaos. She's the goddess of death and chaos. And also with Philip Senior Hoffman, the whole horse thing was brought in, and it was the death horse of the four horses of the apocalypse. So they were invoking that thought form energy into the picture. Okay? So you can see what they're cooking, like just by looking at the energies that they're invoking, right? Okay? And ICES is a big deal right now. I think that I always find it kind of interesting that a lot of New Age people are really into ICES, and they think she's wonderful, and I don't think so. But yeah. Even if I don't know that much about her, I know that if the elite are invoking her every 3 seconds, it can't be good.
Yep, that's right. Here's a question from Trixie. Does Katie have an idea what race or interdimensional faction this ice bucket challenge serves? And indeed, when we say serve, we mean serve as dinner.
Well, what interdimensional faction? Well, it's always the... The answer there is the reptilian hybrid on one level, right? Reptilians and so on. The Dark Orions, I call them. The Dark Orions, because that's where they hail from, okay? And which are on this planet. They have been on this planet for a long time. They have visited many times, and then at some point they decided to stay and to infiltrate, okay? They do this, apparently, they're not the first and last place where they're going to play. And one of the reasons which it's quite important that we make this particular leap this time is because a lot of people have seen, and by people I mean high consciousness people that can see timelines and stuff, have that understanding, that if we don't nail this transition this time. They're going to export this out in a major way. Like, it's going to really root, okay? And then attached to the Dark Orions are the, what I call the Dark Astral entities that are different still. They're not connected to anything galactic. They're literally a force.
We'll finish this sentence in just for a few minutes over on Wolf Spirit Radio. That's it for Revolution Radio. Thank you very much, and good night, everybody. It's been quite a dark thing. Go and watch some comedy. Cheer yourselves up. It's all right. Go and have some ice cream. Thank you very much. Good night. Okay. So we're still on the air. So just if you want to finish that thought, Katie, and
You know, it's the dark side of the forces that are around, right? That are basically the Dark Orions and the dark energies that work through the Dark Orions. They don't work by themselves, okay? The Dark Orions are like the physical manifestation, and they work in tandem with a dark spiritual force. Some people call this dark spiritual force the Archons, right? I've never liked that word because it kind of boxes them in a way. I don't know. I don't resonate with it because I've been dealing with that energy for like 15 years and I see it in a slightly different way, right? But that's what a lot of people call that force, okay? So it's the usual suspects.
Like I said, the same ladder. That I was talking to, that everybody that we, you know, everybody has a finger that they point at, or a place that they point their finger at, and yeah, they're all places on the same ladder, or on the same flight of stairs,
yes,
or downwards. Anyway, so thanks very much, Katie.
All right, welcome.
It's been it's always a pleasure to banter and chat with you, talk about the way things are going to hell in an ice bucket. it's always good to enjoy the journey.
Absolutely,
because you never know where you're going to end up. And there, the journey. Good night, everybody. Now let me just see. I haven't really actually got the. A sort of outro bumper, because we never had one. Oh, I think that's it. Is that it? Let me just see. Oh, that'll do. Good night, everybody.